8 minutes on the clock, and we are set for tip-off here in the Bear Den. So let's see here. Bears shoving around there, kind of at the free throw line on there, sort of a court to get ready for the tip-off. And Durham going to get the start as well for Hillcrest. And I missed one there. So now here we go. Bears are talking things over with Coach Godwin. 8 minutes on the clock. Referee has the basketball. And we're set for tip-off here in the Bear Den. It'll be Gavin Boddy, number 15, getting the jump, as well as number 13 for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. That is Callahan. Gavin Boddy will jump, and it looks like Cray will bring it down. Cray will give it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Cray. Cray will set up his play. Bears kind of slower on offense. Not a bad thing. I mean, they just take things slow at a time, take their breath, and they get a productive play out of it. Pass it down low to Boddy. Boddy puts the shot up, and no good. Looks like Blake Rogers is going to save the basketball before it went out of bounds. Nope, they say he stepped on the line, went out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover. 7:39 to play in the first quarter. Bears turn it over, and now it's Hillcrest basketball. And Willard will bring it up the floor for the Screaming Eagles' first offensive possession of the night. So now they give it over to number one. That is Willard. Pass it over to number 12, Durham. Durham gives it over to number two, Willard. His three-point attempt no good, and they get their offensive rebound. Give it over to number 12, Durham. Durham, give it over to Callahan. Callahan gives it back over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Callahan. Callahan gives it back over to Durham. Durham with it. Now back over to Callahan. Callahan gives it back over to Kirk. Kirk gives it over to Willard. Willard gets it poked away there by Braden Cray. Andrew Jones saved it, and now here we go with Cray on the Bears offense. Cray with the basketball. Drives down low, gets fouled on the shove, and Hillcrest going to pick up their first foul in the evening. They call that on number five, Rose. His first foul tonight. 6:46 to play in the first quarter. Here we go with the Bears offense. Gabby Boddy down low, gets it blocked out of bounds by Callahan. And it will remain in the possession of the Bears. 6:44 to play now. So Bears going to keep possession here. Braden Cray will pass it in. Cray gives it down low to Gavin Boddy. Off the window, and it's good. Gavin Boddy with his first 2 points, and the Bears take the lead early, 2-0. 6:35 to play. So Willard will give it over to, that is, Durham. Durham keeps it here. Durham gives it over to number two, Kirk. Kirk gives it over to Willard. Back to Kirk. Now over to number five, Rose. Rose gives it down low to number two, Kirk, and gives it back over to Rose. Now over to Willard. Willard gives it to Durham. Durham down low to number five, Rose. Rose outside to number one, Willard, for a three-point attempt. Count it and a foul. Willard fouled on the shot. And he'll get a chance for four. Coach Godwin not happy with that one. We got one more coming here. That free throw up on the way, and it's good. And Hillcrest jumps out 4-2 now. 4 points in one possession, rarely seen, especially in high school basketball. So now it's Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. Gavin Boddy, or excuse me, that's Nathaniel Rogers. Now over to Boddy. Boddy with it. Boddy going to shoot a mid-range jumper. It's up and good. We've got a crowd here in the Bear Den, and they like that one. Tied at four. We've got a good game so far. 5:44 to play. So now it is Hillcrest basketball. They give it in the corner to Callahan. Callahan gives it over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Kirk. Kirk outside to Rose. Rose back over to Willard. Willard gets it stolen away by Gavin Boddy, and Bears going to slow things down. Boddy with it, drives down low, puts it up off the glass, and it's off the rim, and it's good. Boddy now with 6 points. He has all the Bears' points. 5:17 to play. Bear fans are on their feet. Willard with it at the top of the key. Willard gives it over to Kirk. Kirk back over to Willard. Willard gives it down low to number 13, Callahan. His shot no good, and Braden Cray will pull it down. Coach Godwin calls out his play. 6-4, our score. Bears lead early by two. Cray with it. Cray gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers way outside near the wing. Gives it back over to Boddy. body, gives it over to Blake Rogers. And now Blake going to try a three from the top of the key. Shot no good. And it's pulled down here by the Bears as they foul. I'm not really sure who's called on the foul there. So that foul called on number two. That is Kirk, his first foul of the ballgame. 4:41 to play in the first quarter. And I'm not really sure what happened down there. I had some people standing in front of me. Anyway, Bears retain possession, and they give it over to Gavin Boddy, stolen away by Callahan. Coach Godwin wanted a foul on that one. Here we go with Hillcrest. They give it over to Durham. Durham gets it rolled out of bounds. Bear fans again liking that one. It'll be Bear basketball now. So now Bear basketball. They're going to give it down low to Gavin Boddy. Count it and a foul. Gavin Boddy kept the basketball that entire possession. Drove down low, put it up for two. Count the foul and the bucket. Gavin Boddy with 8 points now, and the Bears lead it by four. Gavin Boddy's and one shot on the way. It's good. He has 9 tonight. That foul called on number 12. Durham, his first of the ballgame. So now it's Hillcrest basketball. They're going to pass it down low to Durham. Durham puts it up for two. It rolls around that rim, and it's good. So now here we go with Braden Cray. Cray comes across the timeline. Cray gives it over to Garrett Odell, who checked in here for, looks like Nathaniel Rogers. Cray back with it. Cray with a running jump drive, and it's good. Cray puts his first 2 points on the board. 11-6, our score, 3:43 to play in the first quarter. Hillcrest basketball now. They give it over to Doyle. Doyle has entered the game now. Doyle gives it over to Kroom. Kroom gives it over to Callahan. Callahan gives it over to Doyle. Doyle back over to Kroom. Kroom gives it over to number 5, Rose. Rose back over to Callahan. Callahan at the wing. He gives it to Rose. Rose now over to number 33, Doyle. Doyle almost lost the basketball. Doyle gives it over to Kirk. Kirk gives it over to number 12, Durham. Durham now over to Kirk. Kirk lets it roll out of bounds off the Bears' hands, and the Screaming Eagles will retain possession, though. 3:06 to play in our first quarter. Hillcrest will pass it into number 5. That is Rose. And now it's Callahan with it. Bears had the chance at a steal there. Now Doyle has the basketball. Doyle gives it over to Callahan. Callahan, a good player for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles tonight. And now they give it over to Callahan. Callahan gives it over to Doyle. Doyle gives it down low to number 13. Callahan puts that shot up, and it's no good. 11-6 now. 2:39 in the first quarter. Bears with the basketball. 11-6 our score. Cray with it. Cray gives it over to Rogers. Rogers gets it stolen away by, that is Kirk. Kirk drives, puts it up for two. Rogers going to foul him on the shot. Shot no good, but he'll get two at the line. So Kirk has the chance. They call that foul again on Blake Rogers, his first one of the ballgame, and he misses his shot. Kirk has one more coming here. 2:26 to play in the first quarter. It's up on the way. No good. Pulled down by Andrew Jones. Jones with the basketball gives it over to Boddy. Boddy over to, well, he keeps the basketball here. Thought he was going to pass it. Gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers along the baseline. It rolls out of bounds off the hands of his, and it will be Hillcrest basketball. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk gives it over to Doyle. Doyle going to slow things down here on offense. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Bears lead it by 5. And they are really slowing things down here. Doyle with it. And now a timeout called by Hillcrest. And we'll talk things over here with 1:53 to play. Looks like it's a 30-second timeout. We're back after this from Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubal Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubal Chevrolet in West Plains.
So an absolute beauty of a second conference game for the Mammoth Spring Bears and Hillcrest so far. We've got a good one in Mammoth Spring. 11-6 our score with a minute 53 to play in the first quarter. It'll be Hillcrest basketball. They kind of wasted some clock there before calling the timeout, but now here they go with a play, it looks like. Kirk with it. Kirk will give it over to number 12, Durham. Durham gonna drive inside, mid-range jumper, up off the glass, no good. It'll be pulled down by Kirk. Kirk puts it back up for two, and it's good. Kirk with his first two on the night, now 11-8 our score. Coach Godwin wanting his team to get their head in the back in the ballgame here. So it'll be Cray with it. Cray across the timeline near the logo. 1:22 to play in the first quarter. Cray slows things down on offense, how Mammoth Spring usually plays. Cray drives inside outside to Garrett Odell. He's wide open for three, no good. And it's pulled down here by number 13, Callahan. So here we go now with this Screaming Eagle offense. Doyle with it. Doyle at the top of the key gives it over to number 13, Callahan. Callahan back over to Doyle, now over to Durham. Durham gives it over to Kirk. Kirk passes it over to number 33. That's Doyle in the corner. And they give it back to Doyle now. Doyle at the top of the key, 47 seconds to play. And it's stolen away by, it appeared that the Bears had it by Curtis Michaels. And it looks like they get it back. Garrett Odell gets the basketball. 11-8, 36 seconds to play in the first quarter. Bears going to let that clock run. Again, Bears lead it by three, a great game so far. Coach Godwin calls out his play. Looks like they're going to hold this one to the buzzer. Again, Braden Cray leading this Bears offense. Cray guarded by number five, Rose. He gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers, number 10. Rogers with it here near the midcourt line. He better be careful with his footwork there. Gives it over to Garrett Odell, back over to the number 10. Nathaniel Rogers. Now they give it in the corner. I can't tell who that is. Looks like Garrett Odell with the basketball with 2 seconds to play. He traveled. Shot didn't count anyway. So with 2.5 seconds left, Hillcrest with the basketball. Coach Godwin unhappy of how his boys used the clock there. And now it will be Hillcrest basketball. 2.5 seconds to play in this first quarter. Skips it up to number 13, Callahan, and gives it over to number 3 at the horn. His shot airballs out of bounds. So at the end of the first quarter, 11-8 our score. We're back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window cleans, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
I want to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters helping you bring the ball game tonight. That includes Legacy Auto Body Incorporated of Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, and Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, all helping you bring the ball game tonight on K Country 95. 7:55 to go here in this first half, and now it's Hillcrest with the basketball. Hillcrest down there low. It looked like Callahan shot the layup. His shot no good. Pulled down by Andrew Jones. Here we go with Gavin Boddy now. Boddy. Coach Godwin tells him to push it. 7:40 to play now. And he loses it out of bounds. It'll roll out of bounds. Be a turnover on Gavin Boddy and be Hillcrest basketball. So turnover there. The Bears really, although they lead by 3-1, they couldn't afford to turn over, and they do it anyway. And now it'll be Hillcrest basketball. Doyle with it. Doyle gives it over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Callahan. Callahan with it now. Callahan back over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Doyle. Doyle skips it across to Callahan. Callahan, yeah, give it across to, let's see, that's Doyle. Doyle back over to Callahan. Almost had it stolen away there. Back over to Doyle now. Doyle and Callahan playing hot potato. Callahan gives it over to Willard. Willard gives it across to Doyle. Excuse me, that's Callahan. And now it gets almost stolen away there by Nathaniel Rogers. Good effort as it rolls out of bounds. It will remain with Hillcrest. And 6:55 to play now in our first half. So they give it in to Willard. Willard needs some help here. Picks up his dribble, gives it over to Doyle. Doyle over to, I can't get his number. Looked like Gavin Boddy was blocking it. They give it over to Kroom at the free throw line. He gives it outside to Callahan. Callahan needs some help, gives it down low to number three, Kroom. Kroom with a mid-range jump shot, no good. And it looks like Blake Rogers will pull down. So now here we go with Cray. Cray will give it over to Blake Rogers. Now over to Gavin Boddy. Boddy will give it over to Cray. Now over to Nathaniel Rogers. He'll put up a three. Swish it. So Nathaniel Rogers on the board for the first time tonight with a three-pointer. 6:06 now to play in the first half. Bears lead it by six. Now with it is Rose. Rose will drive along that baseline, gives it outside to Willard. Willard will give it over to Kroom. Kroom will give it to number 33, Doyle, for a three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound by Kroom. His shot back up and good, and he's on the board. So 14-10 now our score. Bears' second conference game of the year so far. Cray with the basketball. Cray guarded pretty good there by number 5, Rose. And they give it down low to Blake Rogers near the block. Blake tries to pass it back outside to Cray, and he does so. Cray at the wing now. Cray gives it over to Andrew Jones about the center of the block there. He goes up for two, and it's no good. And now here we go with Hillcrest. We've got a foul called as well. No, we don't. We got a turnover on Hillcrest. Not sure what was called there, but it was a turnover. 5:18 now to play in the second quarter. Bear basketball. They're going to give it in to Gavin Boddy off the window, and it's good. Boddy now with 11 points. He's got most of them tonight for the Bears. 16 points so far for the Mammoth Spring Bears in total. Here we go with the Bear offense as Braden Cray steals it. Cray driving down the floor, puts it up off the rim, no good. And it looks like Hillcrest will get the rebound. Here we go with Willard. Willard will drive inside. He gives it over to number 12, Durham. His shot no good. Pulled down by number 2, Kirk. His shot back up no good. And Andrew Jones will again pull down the rebound. He's been the anchor so far down there for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 4:39 now to play in this first half. Cray comes across the timeline. Cray gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Now over to Boddy in the corner. Boddy back over to Cray, gets his pass deflected, back over to Boddy. Boddy thought about the three, drives along the baseline, puts his shot up, no good, gets his own rebound, back up for two, and it's good. Boddy with 13 points, Bears have 18, and they lead it by 8. A good game so far, and it looks like Callahan with the basketball now for Hillcrest. Back to Doyle, Bear fans are on their feet. They give it inside to number 12, Durham. Back outside to Doyle for three. His shot no good. Andrew Jones again with the rebound. Cray will bring up the basketball. 3:55 to play now in the second quarter. 18-10 our score. Cray guarded by Doyle. He's got to make a move now. He gives it outside to Blake Rogers. He puts up the three. No good. And Cray almost had the rebound, but Nathaniel Rogers will control it here for the Bears. Back over to Cray. 3:36 to play now in the second quarter. Gives it over to Rogers. Rogers over to Jones outside. Now over to Nathaniel Rogers again. They give it inside to Gavin Boddy. He puts it up for two. No good. Gets his own rebound. Bears will regroup here. Cray, 3:21 to play in the second quarter. He drives inside. Tried to give it to Andrew Jones. It's taken away by Kirk. Now here we go with Hillcrest. They give it over to the corner to number 13, Callahan. His shot airballs. Andrew Jones pulls down the rebound. 18-10 our score. Good game. 3:03 to play in this first half. They give it over to, let's see, that is Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Cray, down low to Andrew Jones, and it's up and good. Andrew with his first 2 points of the night, 2:47 to play. So now here we go with Doyle. Doyle will give it over to number 12, that's Durham. Durham will give it over to Willard. Now over to number 2, Kirk, and he'll give it to 12. Durham, his shot, are they going to count? They will count the shot. And that's Curram's fourth point tonight. So that foul called on number 10, Nathaniel Rogers, his first of the game. Bears going to talk things over. We've got a free throw on the way in 30. We're back with more Bears basketball in just a moment.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Well, right now would be the time to come watch a ball game at the Bear Den. We've got a good one here in Mammoth Spring. 20-12, our score, 2:34 to play in this second quarter. And we've got a and-one free throw on the way from Doyle. Or excuse me, no, that is Durham at the line. Mixed up my D's there. So Durham at the line, he's got a chance at one more. And it's up on the way. And it is good. It rolled around the rim there. Got a sub coming in. Looks like Doyle will sit down, and number 3, Kroom, will enter the ball game. Cray with it. He sets up his play. Cray gives it up to Garrett Odell. Odell going to try a mid-range jump shot. It's up on the way, no good. Andrew Jones with the offensive rebound off the glass, counted, and the foul. 22-13 our score now. Andrew Jones has a chance to put the Bears by 10 now. That foul called on Callahan, his first foul of the evening. A good offensive rebound there. Bucket and a foul by Andrew Jones. His and one on the way, and it'll rim out. And he'll get his own offensive rebound. Gives it down to Boddy, puts the shot up, and Boddy will get two at the line now. So quite the offensive possession there by Andrew Jones. Gets his offensive rebound, passes it down low to Gavin Boddy. And Boddy, it looked like he was fouled on the shot, but they're going to call it on the floor. And it will now be Bear basketball. They'll regain a total possession. Gives it outside to Blake Rogers for 3. Shot no good. And it will be number 3. Kroom pulls down the rebound. Kroom gives it up to Willard. He'll bring it up the floor. He gives it over to Doyle. Back over to Willard. Willard back over to number Callahan, now number 13. Doyle with it, skips it across to Callahan. Callahan at the wing, jumps down low, puts a shot up, no good. Pulled down by Andrew Jones, and here we go again. Cray with it. Cray skips it up to Gavin Boddy. Boddy going to try a shot from the wing. That shot no good. It'll be Doyle that pulls it down here. So they will slow the ball down, gives it over to number 1, Willard. Almost stolen away there by Garrett Odell. He gives it over to Rose in the corner. Rose gives it back over to Willard. Now gives it in the corner to number 13, Callahan. Callahan gives it over to number 1, Willard. Willard over to number 5, Rose. Rose gives it over to Willard. Now back over to number 3, Kroom. His shot up and good. Kroom now with 4 points tonight, 22-15, 1:17 to play in this second quarter. So Cray with the basketball. Cray will give it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers will give it over to Cray at the top of the key. He drives inside, down low to Andrew Jones. Puts the shot up for 2, and it's good. Andrew Jones now with 4 tonight. 58 seconds to play in this first half. Willard with it. Willard at the top of the key. Thought about the three-pointer. Picks up his dribble. Gives it over to Kroom. And now a three-point attempt by Doyle is no good. Pulled down by Blake Rogers. 41 seconds to play. So Cray with the basketball. Gray slows things down, just coming across the midcourt line, gives it over to Garrett Odell. Now over to Andrew Jones in the corner, gives it back over to Garrett Odell. He's just inside the three-point line. His shot no good and pulled down by Doyle. Doyle will bring it up the floor across midcourt now. Doyle gives it over to Rowe, stolen away by Cray. Here we go with Cray off the steal. He drives, puts it up, and rolls in. Cray with four tonight, 26-15. Now give it up to Doyle at the horn. No good, and that is the end of our first half. A great game so far, 26-15 our score. We're back with some halftime stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart on your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Spring registration is open, so visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. Ozarka College, life-changing.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
So we've got 6:38 on the clock here at halftime in Mammoth Spring. They are shooting some midcourt shots. See if somebody can win another $20 here. And that first shot up on the way, and it is no good by, looks like, Chris Gray, former Thayer Bobcat football player. 26-15 our score at halftime here. Let's take a look at some halftime stats. On the Hillcrest side of things, we see that Durham is leading all scorers with 5 points. Kroom and Willard tied at number four for 4 points, and Kirk with two tonight. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, on their side of the scorebook, we see that Gavin Boddy leads all scorers with 13. Cray and Andrew Jones tied with four, and Nathaniel Rogers with 3 points tonight. That's all your scores from halftime here in Mammoth Spring. And the Mammoth Spring Bears coming off a heartbreaking loss to Bay, 63-62. That game last Friday at Bay, so they're hoping to kick off conference play. Well, their second conference game now, 2-0, pick up a win to kind of regroup from that loss at Bay. We're going to take another timeout. We're back with more Bears basketball in just a few minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring School District. 26-15, our score at halftime. And we got 23 seconds on the clock until we are ready to get this third quarter underway. Been a great game so far. If you're in the Mammoth Spring area, it might be a good idea to just come on out and enjoy this game. It's been great so far, so make sure you come out here and enjoy a game at least this season at the Bear Den in Mammoth Spring. All right, so those teams have retaken the floor. We're set for our third quarter. It'll be Bear basketball as they give it in to Cray. Let me get my pen and score sheet back out here. They give it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers will give it back over to Cray. Cray over to Nathaniel, or excuse me, that's Blake Rogers. Now over to Nathaniel Rogers. Now over to Cray. Cray will give it over to Nathaniel Rogers again. Rogers will give it over to Cray. over to Gavin Bonney, now drives inside near the block, puts it up for two, and it's good. Bonney now with 15 points on the night, and here we go with this Hillcrest offense, seeing them for the first time in this second half. Number one, Willard, will give it over to number three, Kroom. Kroom, give it back over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Kirk. Kirk will drive inside, gives it outside to number 13, Callahan. His three-point shot up and good. 28-18 now. Bears lead by 10. 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Cray with the basketball. Cray outside. Slows things down a little bit. Drives inside. Puts it up off the glass. A good play there by Cray. And he has six on the night. 6:47 to play in the third quarter. Here we go with Willard for this Hillcrest offense. At the top of the key, he gives it over to number two. That is Kirk. Kirk over to Callahan. Callahan near the wing gives it over to number two, Kirk. Kirk gives it back to Callahan. Callahan near the wing puts up a mid-range jump shot. It's no good. And Andrew Jones will pull it down. So Cray with the basketball now. 6:21 to play. Bears lead it by 12. 30-18 our score. And it looks like Craig in the drive inside. His shot no good. He'll get two from the line, though, after the foul. A foul called on number 12. That is Durham. And his second foul of the night. 6:13 to play in the third quarter. He's got another one coming. Or he's got two coming, actually. First one up on the way, and it's no good. Cray's second one fixed me up on the way. Dribbling near the free throw line. It's up and good. Cray's second one. He's got seven on the night. So Willard will bring it up. Willard across the timeline. Willard gives it over to Kirk. Kirk back over to number 12. That is Durham. Thought about the three-pointer. Gives it over to Callahan. Callahan over to Kirk in the corner. Going to put up a three-point shot. No good. Pulled down by number 12. Durham, his shot no good. And now Gavin Bonney comes out of there with it, but he lost the ball. Cray picks it up. Braden Cray. Now over to Nathaniel Rogers for three. No good. And pulled down by Callahan. Callahan will give it up to Willard. Here we go with the Hillcrest offense. Willard with it. Willard needs some help. He pulls it up from three. No good. And it's pulled down by Nathaniel Rogers. He'll give it over to Cray. Bears slow things down again. 5:25 to play here. Anyone's game. 31-18 our score. They give it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Or excuse me, that's Blake Rogers. Now over to Cray. Cray at the block gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers for a three-pointer. No good. And it's going to be pulled down by number two, but it'll roll off his hands out of bounds. Bears basketball now. 5:09 to play in the third quarter. 31-18 our score. Bear basketball. Cray will pass it in. Braden splits his offense, and he's going to give it outside to Blake Rogers. Rogers will give it back over to Cray. He's going to try anyway, and he does. He gives it over to Bonney. Now over to Blake Rogers. Over to Cray. Now he's going to throw it down low. A tremendous play there on offense, but could not complete it. Was Gavin Bonney, and Hillcrest comes down with the rebound. And a three-point attempt there by number two, Kirk. His shot no good. And Braden Cray with the basketball now. They'll drive down inside, puts it up. This Gavin Bonney. Looks like a clean tip there. Coach Godwin wanted a foul. He's not going to get it. Bear basketball, or excuse me, Hillcrest basketball now. So Callahan with it in the corner. Gives it over to number five, Rose. Rose will give it over to Willard. Willard gives it. I can't really tell what his number is. It looks like Durham with it now. His shot no good as he drove inside up for two. Again, no good. And Cray will come out of the pack with it. Bears call a timeout. We're back with more Bears basketball on the Ecom Sports Network in just 30 seconds after this from Ozarks Healthcare.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
I want to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters helping you bring the ball game tonight. That's the Cleary Funeral Home in Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer in West Plains, Forsler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated of Thayer and Alton. All right, so here we go with Bears offense. Looks like they turned the ball over. Looks like it went off the hands of Andrew Jones. Coach Godwin not happy with that one. Want his boys to turn those turnovers into points on the other end of the floor. So here we go with Hillcrest now. It'll be Doyle. Doyle with the basketball. Gives it over to Kirk. Kirk back over to number 12. That's Durham. Durham will give it over to Willard. Willard with it and gets it stolen away by the Bears. Looks like Cray came out of the pack with a bad pass there by number one, Willard, and a bad pass there by Cray. It'll be stolen away by Kirk. Kirk drives down low, gives it over to Callahan, puts it up for two, and it's good. Callahan with five now. 3:38 to play in the third quarter, and the Bears holding a 11-point lead. It feels like the momentum side kind of swinging toward the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles side. Now here we go with Gavin Boddy. He gives it outside to Braden Cray. No look pass to Blake Rogers. He puts up the three, and it's good. Double zero, Blake Rogers on the board for his first 3 points on the night. 34-20, now our score. Hillcrest with the basketball. They give it in the corner to Kirk. Kirk will give it over to number one, Willard. Willard will give it to number 12. Durham for three. His shot no good. Pulled down by Andrew Jones. So now Cray with it. Cray at the top of the key. Cray gives it over to Blake Rogers. Just made the three-pointer on this end. Now he gives it to Garrett Odell for a three-pointer, and it's good. Garrett Odell with back-to-back three-pointers. Blake Rogers had the first one. Now Garrett Odell matching it with his. Doyle with the basketball. Doyle gives it over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Kirk. Kirk down low to number 12. That's Durham. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up for two. And he'll get fouled on the shot. Looks like it will remain Hillcrest basketball. That foul called on number 15, Gavin Boddy. That's his first. Now here we go with Hillcrest again. They give it outside to number 33. Doyle pulls it down. He shot his own shot, gets his own rebound, puts it back up for two, and it's good. Doyle with his first 2 points tonight. 2:12 to play in the third quarter. Cray with it. Gives it over to, that's Odell. Odell give it over to Michaels. Curtis Michaels has entered this game. Cray now over to Odell. Odell drives. He's around the wing. Gives it outside to Blake Rogers. Fires another three-pointer. Count it. Double zero, Blake Rogers has 6 points tonight. Now here we go with number one, Willard. Bears lead it by 18. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk will let it roll off his hands out of bounds. Bad pass there, and it will be Bear basketball. Momentum shift in this game. Looks like Bears have it now. 40-22, 1:43 to play in the third quarter. Cray with it. Cray will give it over to Gavin Boddy. Back over to Cray, and they're across the timeline now. Cray at the top of the key gives it over to Garrett Odell. Pump fakes the three, and now he's going to try it from the wing, and it's good. 4 3-pointers in a row. Garrett Odell with six. Bears lead at 43-22. And here we go with Hillcrest again. Doyle with the basketball. Doyle gives it over to number two. That is Kirk. Kirk back over to number one. Willard for three, and it's no good. Pulled down by Braden Cray. 1:09 to play in the third quarter. Bears with a 21-point lead. Back-to-back-to-back-to-back threes for the Mammoth Spring Bear offense. Cray with the basketball. Gives it over to Gavin Boddy. Boddy with it. Needs some help. Gives it over to Cray at the top of the key. Cray drives inside near the free throw line. Puts it up for two, and it's in. The last five offensive possessions have produced points for this Mammoth Spring Bear offense, and they have went on a run against Hillcrest, 45-22 our score. Willard with the basketball. Willard gives it down low to number 13. Yeah, that's Callahan, and he will shoot a shot. Fouled on it. Shot no good, but he's going to get, what they call that on the floor? I'm telling you, I can't really tell from down here. I guess they're going to, I don't think they know what they're going to do. Looks like they're going to pass the ball in. And it'll be Hillcrest basketball just get another possession back. So number 33, Doyle with it. Doyle will give it over to Willard. Willard over to Callahan now. Callahan at the wing puts his shot up. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pulled down by Curtis Michaels for the Bears. So Braden Cray with it. 16 seconds to go now. Looks like they'll hold it out for the final shot. 12 seconds to play. 11 seconds to play. Cray with it near the Bears logo. Cray drives inside, gives it outside to Garrett O'Dell for a three-pointer. No good. And what are they going to call here? Oh, Coach Godwin ain't going to like that one. And now he tells somebody in the crowd to be quiet. So with 2 seconds to play, Coach Godwin not happy with that call. It didn't even touch the top of the backboard. Ref said it did. And that will be the end of our third quarter. We've got a minute on the clock. We're back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1770. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. Got a good game as we start the fourth quarter, 45-22. Had a ref give a warning to the crowd over there in the student section, telling them to calm down a little bit after the, I wouldn't call it a bad call, but the missed call there. It said it hit the top of the backboard. I disagree, but, and again, I'm not an official. So Hillcrest back on offense now. Callahan tries a three-pointer. It's pulled down. Offensive rebound by Kirk. His three-pointer on the way. Count it. And 45-25, now our score. So here we go with Boddy. Boddy will give it over to Cray, 7:35 to play now. Cray comes across the timeline. Cray at the top of the key, drives inside, pass outside to Blake Rogers for another three. Oh, and it's stuck there in between the ring and the, or in between the, I guess, I don't know what you call that. Got stuck up there where it usually does if that happens. And they get it down. Jump ball called, of course, their possession arrow favoring Mammoth Spring, though, and it will remain in the Bears' hands. Boddy, pass it in. He gives it over to, or excuse me, that's Odell. Will pass it into Boddy. Cray has it now. Cray at the top of the key. Gives it down low to Andrew Jones. He drives inside. Layup no good. Gets his offensive rebound. Puts it back up. Count it. No, don't count it. He missed a shot, but I guess they called a foul on that one. Andrew got shoved to the floor there on the shot. They're going to call that foul on number 13. That is Callahan and his second foul of the ball game. 45-25, our score, 7:15 to play in the fourth quarter. So Andrew Jones will get to you at the line now. Jones's first one up on the way, and it's no good. Jones has one more coming here. Our score. It looks like they've got some precip to clean up off the floor there where Andrew fell. Looks like we're good to go now. So one more coming here from Andrew. 7:15 to play in the fourth quarter. Andrew's second up on the way, and it's good. Andrew now has 5 points tonight. 46-25 our score. And here we go with Hillcrest, 7:09. It'll be Doyle with the basketball. Doyle will give it over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Durham. Durham down low, puts it up for two, and it's good. Durham now with his 10th point after that layup. 46-27 our score. 19-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Bears, and they have the basketball now. There was five possessions in a row where the Bears produced points. Four of those were three-pointers. Make it six now. Garrett O'Dell hot as lightning. And now he has his 9th point tonight. put Garrett Odell out there on the three-point line tonight, and he'll probably hit it, contested or not. So here we go with Hillcrest again. It's Callahan with the basketball. He gives it over to Doyle. His shot no good. Pulled down by Callahan. Goes back up for two, and it's good. Callahan with seven tonight. 49-29, 6:14 to play in the fourth quarter. Cray with the basketball. Still a good game, even though it's a 20-point margin. Body with it. Body pulls up from mid-range. Rolls around the rim, and it's no good. Pulled down by Kirk. Now they're going to call a jump ball. Andrew Jones in there on that one. Arrow points toward the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. So here we go with number 33. That is Doyle. Doyle, give it over to number two, Kirk. Kirk gives it back over to Doyle. Now over to number, I can't get his number. Looks like number one shot the three-pointer, Willard, and it will roll out of bounds off the hands of the Bears, though, and it will remain Hillcrest basketball. 49-29 our score, 5:48 to play in the fourth quarter. Willard gives it over to number, let's see, that's 33. That's Doyle back over to Willard now. Willard drives inside, passes outside to Callahan at the top of the key. He goes to the free throw line, count the bucket and the foul on the mid-range jump shot. That foul called on number 00. I believe that's against Blake Rogers. And they're going to call a timeout. Hillcrest wants to talk things over. That foul called on number 30. My mistake there. Well, the Bears don't have a number 30, it appears. We'll get that fixed. We'll tell you more about it coming up in just 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. In service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
So Hillcrest still, I guess they called a minute long timeout. Referee's telling them, let's go anyway. 19 seconds counting down. 49-31 our score. Bears lead it by 18. 5:37 to play in this fourth quarter. And Callahan will go to the line. He shot it, count the bucket, and a foul, and now he has an and-one opportunity. And it's up and no good. Andrew Jones pulling it down. He's been great on the rebounds tonight. Andrew Jones probably leading in boards anyway. Here we go with Gavin Boddy. Boddy will lose it after he dribbled it off his foot, and now Hillcrest with the basketball. It's Kirk with it. Kirk drives all the way to the bucket. Count it and a foul. So Kirk with 4 points tonight now, and he has a chance to make it a fifth after that foul called on number five, Cray. That's his second of the game. So 49-33 our score, 5:22 to play in the fourth quarter. Gavin Boddy will take a rester. Garrett Odell reenters the ball game. And it looks like number two, that's Kirk's, his shot will go up and in. 5 points tonight for Kirk. So Cray with the basketball. He's across the timeline and fouled. A foul called on number two. That would be correct. That is Kirk. That is correct. Kirk with his second foul tonight. And Hillcrest with three fouls in this quarter. So Cray comes across the timeline, gives it over to Blake Rogers. Thought about the three-pointer. Drives along the baseline, gives it outside to Cray. Cray with it here. Cray near the free throw line. He gets fouled. Oh, they're calling an offensive foul. Offensive foul called on number five. Braden Cray commits the offensive foul, and it'll be Bears basketball. That's his third foul tonight. So now here we go with number one, Willard. Willard gives it over to Callahan. Callahan skips it across to number 12, Durham, and gets it stolen away by Andrew Jones. Now here we go with Cray. Cray comes across the timeline. Cray, no look pass to Blake Rogers for the three. Count it! Blake Rogers automatic behind the line tonight. That's his ninth point and third three-pointer in the Bear Den tonight. A great possession there by Blake Rogers. So now here we go with Doyle. Doyle will give it over to Durham. Durham shoots a mid-range jump shot. No good. Pull down. Offensive rebound by Kirk, and it's up for two, and it's good. 52-36 our score. Bears lead it here by 18. Excuse me, 16. So Braden Cray with the basketball. Cray drives inside, gives it outside to Garrett Odell for three. His shot no good. And Coach Godwin wanted a foul on that one. Not sure where the foul would have been, but he wanted one anyway. So now here we go with Hillcrest basketball. The layup attempt by Kirk is no good, and it'll roll out of bounds. Bears touched it last. They did not. Hillcrest touched it last. Going to be Bear basketball. So we've got a Bears basketball possession here now. 3:53 to play in the fourth quarter. 52-36 our score. Gavin Bonney needs some help in the backcourt. Cray with it now. He comes across the timeline, gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. He tries a three. It's off the rim, no good. Blake Rogers pulls down the rebound. He gives it over to Gavin Bonney. Now over to Cray, and they're going to let that clock run just a little bit more. 3:35 to play. It'll be Cray as he steps inside the three-point line, puts up a shot, and it's good. Cray with 11 points now. Willard with the basketball. Willard gives it over to number 33. That's Doyle. Doyle gives it back over to Willard. Willard will drive inside, picks up his dribble, gives it over to Callahan. Callahan drives inside, puts it up off the glass, and his shot's good. Callahan now with 9 points tonight. So Bear basketball now. Cray with it. Bears need some help getting across the timeline. They do it anyway with Braden Cray. He drives all the way to the basket, gets it knocked out of bounds. It goes off the foot of Braden Cray. And it will be Hillcrest basketball. 54-38 our score now. Bears lead it by 16. 3 minutes exactly on that fourth quarter clock. They roll it, let a little bit of time stay on there. They give it over to Doyle. Now over to number five. That's Rose. Rose will give it back over to number one, Willard. He thought about the three, skips it down low to Rose. Rose puts up his shot, blocked out of bounds. No, it didn't get blocked out of bounds. It looked like Blake Rogers saved that when Gavin Bonney blocked the shot. Here we go with Nathaniel Rogers. He needs some help with the basketball trapped in the corner. He tried to throw it off a Hillcrest defender, and it will not. They'll save it. Now here we go with number one, Willard. Willard, give it over to Doyle. Doyle, give it over to Callahan in the corner. Back over to Willard. He drives inside. Now outside to Rose, and it's stolen away by Bonney. Here we go with Odell. He's going to put up the layup, and it goes in good. Garrett Odell now has 11 points tonight. 2:13 to play here. Screaming Eagles with the basketball. Andrew Jones pulls down the rebound off the shot from Durham. Looks like Callahan, actually. Garrett Odell steps up, puts up the three off the rim. No good. Callahan will pull down the rebound. 1:58 to play in the fourth quarter. Doyle with the basketball. Doyle gives it over to Willard. Willard gives it over to Kroom. Kroom gives it outside to Doyle for a three-pointer, and it's good. Bears are going to send in the B team, it looks like. I'm trying to get these numbers as they go in. Number 42, Bowers will come in. Well, actually, they're going to call a timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 after this from the Car Doctor.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And we want to thank some of your Mammoth Spring Bears sponsors helping you bring the game tonight. That includes Ozarks Healthcare, Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, and FNBC Community Bankers. So calling out some of these Mammoth Spring players here, we got number 3, Johnson is in, and we called out number 42, Bowers, number 35, Richie, let's see here, number 22, Casey Conley is in, and I have not caught the other player yet. Johnson puts up a three, and it's good. We'll get the other player here to you, but Johnson, number 3, puts up a shot, and he's on the board now, 59-41, our score. Double zero, Meeks has entered the ball game, gives it over to number 42 down low. That is Wright. Wright puts up a shot, and it's no good. Pulled out here by Bowers for the Bears. Bowers with it. Looks like Sims is in the game now for Mammoth Spring. Now they're going to call a travel on Casey Conley. It's a turnover on the Bears. 108 to play in the fourth quarter. 59-41 our score. It will be Netrefa that'll bring up the ball for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Netrefa gives it over to number 21, Smith. Smith gives it across to number 00, Meeks. 53 seconds to play now. Meeks gives it over to number 45. That is Weaver. Weaver's three-point shot up and good. He's on the board with three now. They give it over to Johnson. Johnson will give it over to Bowers. Bowers now over to Sims. Sims gives it over to number three, Johnson. Johnson over to Bowers at the top of the key. He drives inside, gives it to a driving Casey Conley. Now outside to number three, Johnson. Another three-pointer on the way. Bowers attempted to pull down that rebound, and now they're fighting for the basketball called jump ball. And that arrow points toward Mammoth Spring. And now Coach Godwin calling out a play. They're going to finish this one out with 21 seconds to go. They give it in to Bowers. They're not, excuse me, that's Richie. His shot no good. And it will stay with the Bears with 18 seconds to play now. So with 18 seconds to play, here we go with Conley. Conley gets the basketball, drives down low, gives it outside to Bowers. Bowers going to try a three-pointer, no good. Pulled down by Johnson. Johnson at the block, puts it up for two, no good. And it's going to be pulled down by Richie. Richie with the basketball, puts it up for two off the glass, no good. And Casey Conley tried to save the ball, but it's going to go out of bounds anyway. Still with the Bears, though, 2.2 seconds to play. Bears with a 15-point lead now. 59-44, our score, 2.2 seconds to play. They're going to pass it into Richie at the horn. Shot no good. Bears will win the ball game. Bears go 2-0 with the senior high games tonight. Win conference games 2-0 tonight. 59-44, our score. We're going to step away. We'll be back with more Bears basketball coming up in just a few minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.